Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
So this is the equation. Are you ready? Here, I'll give it to you. Okay. See if you can figure it out.
I'm ready.
W plus, in brackets, large D minus small d, end bracket, times T. I can't even explain the mathematical equation. I don't know what it means. And then there's a line, and then underneath there's more. Does that mean there's division involved?
Huh? Okay, I'm going to
look at it.
I'm going to guess that the W means winter.
Weather,
okay.
Yeah.
And then you've got D and a capital D and a lowercase d.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. Days?
One's debt. One is month. The big D is debt. The small d is your monthly salary.
Okay.
The T in the equation is time since Christmas. The Q in the equation is time since failing our New Year's resolutions. And then there's an M in there for low motivation. And an N for the need to take action. None of these units are defined, so it's kind of a baloney science, but it's just what they use to calculate Blue Monday. So
gotcha.
It's usually the third Monday in January, and those are the factors: weather conditions, debt level, and low motivation and the feeling of needing to escape. So that's today. This is today. Is this the third Monday?
Yeah, there we are.
Yep. It is Blue Monday. Now, it was a travel company who came up with this in 2006.
Ha!
It's very smart. So they could help us want to...
Clever little critters.
Book something,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's a good time of year to do that. A lot of people like to take their winter vacations.
Most depressing day of the year today. So here's the ideas about how to bust out of your winter blue.
All right.
Get physical. Exercise 3 to 4 times a week will help reverse that depression, that winter depression. Not if I have to brush my car off to go to the gym. It won't. No, that will not help me.
You know,
that's not going to help me.
That is a thing.
Or
that
shovel
is such a
the
thing.
Crap been, out of my driveway.
I've been trying so hard to go to the gym more regularly since the beginning of the year. I know, I'm one of the resolutionists. I used to make fun of people like me, but I'm one of those guys now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying. But when the weather gets really bad and really wind chilly,
yeah,
I might just go home and instead of going to the gym, I'm like, I'm not going back out there.
Well, good. You're doing one of the things on the list. You're cultivating coziness.
Oh, I am cultivating coziness.
You're
yeah.
creating coziness in your home by, lighting candles, maybe inviting friends over, etc.
I'm also creating a bum-sized dent in my couch.
Well, that's okay.
All right.
Be with people, even if you're not in the mood. It's a smart move to make yourself socialize. Does that mean I have to wear pantyhose? Because I ain't doing that when it's minus 21 too. This list is stupid. Do what you like. That's on the list. Do what you like is on the list. Do you know what I like? I like margaritas at the beach. That's what I like. That's what it is.
You can make that happen.
You know what? Honestly, I believe that they're talking about finding something, right, that you enjoy doing. I think that's the thing. You have to find something in the winter that you want to do, snowmobiling or tobogganing or ski, whatever it is. We're
Absolutely.
Doing the skiing. And then you kind of are a little more invested in it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you still swear a lot in Canadian winter.
Of course you do.
But you're like, let's go skiing.
First words out of my mouth this morning are not fit for radio.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.